A retired Navy SEAL will receive the Medal of Honor at the White House this afternoon. In March 2002, Britt Slabinski and his team were headed towards a snow-covered mountaintop in Afghanistan. They were hit by heavy fire from Al-Qaeda fighters, which knocked another SEAL from their helicopter. The pilot landed the chopper, and Slabinski led a 14-hour rescue mission to save that man, but was ultimately unsuccessful. Sean Naylor is a national security correspondent for Yahoo News. He's also author of Not a Good Day to Die, The Untold Story of Operation Anaconda. He's written a lengthy piece in Newsweek about this Medal of Honor story, and he joins us now. And Sean, Britt Slabinski is getting the nation's highest military honor, but there's some controversy about it, so tell us why.
It's controversial for two main reasons. The first is that seven special operators died in that battle on Takagar Mountain in Afghanistan, six of whom were from the Army and the Air Force. And some of their colleagues have long blamed those deaths on mistakes made by the SEALs in deciding to go to the top of the mountain in the first place. The second reason is that one of those deaths was Air Force Technical Sergeant John Chapman, and there's a significant amount of evidence that the SEALs left him behind, thinking he was dead, as they were driven off the mountain, when in fact he was still alive and fought on for an hour alone against overwhelming odds before sort of finally succumbing to many wounds.
Well, so let's talk about that for a little bit, because the Air Force claims that Sergeant Chapman, as you said, fought on for an hour badly wounded before Al-Qaeda militants killed him as he was providing cover for an approaching helicopter. And this is based on some footage that Newsweek has seen?
That's correct. There's Predator drone footage of that fight, along with some Air Force gunship footage that's been sort of combined with it. That's part of the evidence. It clearly shows somebody sort of fighting alone on the top of that mountain at a time when no Americans were supposed to be alive up there. In addition, there was a member of another reconnaissance team a couple of miles away who says he heard Chapman repeatedly calling out on the radio at a time when the SEAL said he was dead. And then there is the fact that he shot all of his ammunition. When his body was eventually recovered, he was found to have shot all of his ammunition, which is about 180 rounds, which is almost certainly more than he would have had the time to fire had he died when the SEAL said he did.
Now, we should note that it's possible that Sergeant Chapman will be also awarded the Medal of Honor later this year, posthumously, of course. But Sean, let me just ask you here, is there any doubt, though, that Britt Slabinski, the SEAL who's going to be awarded the Medal of Honor today, is there any doubt that he acted heroically or according to, you know, protocol and what duty would call for in that moment?
There's no doubt that when Britt Slabinski made the decision to take his team back up to the top of the mountain to search for Neil Roberts, the SEAL who had fallen out of the helicopter, that was a heroic decision. They knew the sort of the reception that awaited them then, and in fact Slabinski has said that he thought that was going to be the last act he ever took, in his life. He expected to die in the attempt. Mm. And he also has been recognized for leading the remnants of his team sort of to safety, essentially, off the top of the mountain with two badly wounded teammates. The issue is that Slabinski has already been awarded the Navy Cross, which is the Navy's second highest award for valor. The question that has been raised is whether it's appropriate to award the highest award for valor that the nation has to somebody who inadvertently left a teammate behind during the actions for which he's being recognized.
Hmm. I just want to ask one more thing about what happened in the heat of the moment during that battle here, because Slabinski believed that Sergeant Chapman was dead. What is protocol around a moment like that, leaving a fellow soldier behind whom you think is dead?
Well, certainly it's not ideal, but if Sergeant Chapman had actually been dead, nobody would be blaming Slabinski for the decision that he took. And really, nobody is blaming Slabinski mm-hmm. for taking the decisions he took. And he intended to try to get back up to the top of the mountain as soon as possible to retrieve Sergeant Chapman's body. But in fact, his team was sort of driven further down the mountain instead. The controversy, obviously, is over the fact that it appears that Sergeant Chapman wasn't dead.
Right. Well, Sean Naylor is a national security correspondent for Yahoo News and also author of Not a Good Day to Die, The Untold Story of Operation Anaconda. Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you.